This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Well, this last week we've learned more about Chad and Lori Daybell and some of their never before heard jailhouse phone calls. And they think they're pretty tricky in these. So we're going to take a listen to several cuts and, you know, they expressed more than just they're crazy after the end of it. But some of these, that's really all you can say. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. These are weird. And I got to give you some context before we start listening to it. They thought they were being tricky. They thought they were kind of, you know, pulling one over on the investigators that were listening in, obviously, on the jailhouse phone calls by describing everything as if it was an HGTV show, talking about contractors and projects. And you know what I mean? Oh, I know what you mean. It's nuts. It's utterly nuts. And I think this is, I mean, if the nails in the coffin for Chad weren't already there, this is like pouring concrete over the top going, you're done.
I can't wait to hear it. And before even listening, mm-hmm. I think it's really important. One of the greatest lessons I've learned in life that has helped me tremendously when dealing with every single human being and individual is never, ever, ever assume anyone else is a moron.
True.
Because the second you do, is the second it's going to bite you in the butt.
Yeah.
You know, our own ego and vanity will be our greatest underminer. Now, that's not to say that there aren't fools out there. We cover a lot of morons on this show that have done stupid things. There's no doubt. But to go that as a presumption to start with, so that you think you can be coy and talk around, especially around, and consider this, people that have a life career of reps of listening to fools like you.
Yes.
It's not like this is their first rodeo of listening to people on jailhouse phone calls, and you think you're going to do something brand new they've never seen before.
Well, the added spice to this is the fact that they are talking about Alex Cox, who's dead at this point in time, and they're talking about texting him and having conversations with him from the grave. This is the beginning of that phone call with Chad and Lori claiming to have that that spirit communication.
Well, I texted Ray. He responded pretty quick.
Oh, that's good. Usually it's hard to get a hold of him. He's busy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I asked him what we talked about. He's very optimistic.
It was very optimistic for you, or he's very optimistic it could happen.
He's very optimistic for both of us.
He doesn't know his own project timeline.
He said stick with it, what he projected in that paper he wrote.
So he's optimistic about his construction plan, the blueprints are still intact.
Yes.
They're timing.
And I kind of just said, I texted him what you just said, is you guys are always a little off.
Right, exactly. We just want a real estimate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
He just laughed.
He did not confirm nor deny that fact that contractors are always later than they think they're going to be.
He's like, you know, it'll work out, you know, how he is. He did want me to say he misses you, but he's not far from, you know, contact. We can talk. We can text him whenever he wants.
Yeah, I can't text anybody. Have text.
So Chad has somehow convinced Lori that he's texting Alex Cox from the grave, and she's buying it full force. Oh, okay. Yeah. And I don't know if text is like a euphemism for like him getting mental messages or what, but I don't know. I think it might actually legitimately mean texting, judging by some of the other things we're going to hear.
I'm just so glad she was found mentally capable to stand trial on him, too. They're nuts.
She's not mentally. That's the thing is, she shouldn't have been because.
No, she's not. The thing that really struck me the most during that, too, is the flippant disregard for life.
Yes. Yeah. They're sitting there joking and laughing and projects. You mean killing your kids?
Those are two vastly broken brains.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it really, they are broken.
Yeah.
Those are just broken. There, and it's very, and we've talked about before too, people try to sometimes overanalyze a broken brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just those are two broken people that have no empathy. Those two brains are incapable of anything more complex than grabbing onto each other and trying to have an easy life by taking people's money from their insurance. That's it.
Yeah.
No, and everyone else should go by the wayside.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very simple. Here's another clip. This is them communicating about messages of the percentage chances of them getting in trouble for their actions.
It was good to talk. You know, I hadn't texted him in a while.
So he would still answer all my questions in the same way, you think, if I texted him?
I think you ought to write down some questions for him and maybe even mail them off and see what happens, if he'll respond to you. I have no doubt. Don't forget President Holland's talk, that snippet. He seemed like he wants to text you if he could. Yeah, that's all true. That's all I can say. No, he's still very interested. He hasn't, like, forgotten about us.
Remind him when you do text him back that at the beginning of this project, he said there was only like a 3% chance that there would be trouble from certain aspects. And then there's like 100% trouble because that's where it all started. So find out about that. See what he has to say for himself on that. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
Recall what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay.
I don't even know where to begin because it's like children, you know, talking. And Lori seems full-fledged believing that she's going to have these communications. I don't think Chad does. I think Chad just is trying to say whatever he needs to say to keep Lori at bay. Because, it's 3% chance, now it's 100%. Better talk to him about that. Oh, it's all true. I noticed that. There was an interesting line in there. Oh, it's all true. Nobody questioned if it was true or not. It's almost like he was getting a little bit concerned if maybe the jig was up.
You know, again, not a clinical psychologist here, so we can't diagnose anything. But, you know, if you're looking at psychopathy, she spikes from my outside appearance without being tested as high on psychopathy.
Yeah.
But remember, just because someone's a psychopath doesn't mean they're intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is she, like you said, she completely buys into the fact that Chad is texting him in the afterlife and getting answers.
Yes.
She is completely congruent with her emotional response, her verbal response, the modulation, the tenor. There's everything is completely congruent that she completely believes everything she's saying and everything he's saying.
Yeah.
It's dumbfounding.
As if he were alive. I mean, that's really, it feels like if you didn't know he was dead, you would think they're talking about someone who is alive.
And that's why they're so deeply buried in that, in their own narrative that they created, the rationalization that's how she could kill her own kids. Mm-hmm. That's how they could kill people because they weren't killing anyone.
Yeah.
They're still alive. Look, we're still texting. Look,
that's
not
true.
A big deal. We're still texting. We released them from the zombie body. They're coming back.
That's true. Yeah, that was the justification in the back of their mind for a lot of this.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
I can't tell you how often I hear, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.